didn't want to let my dad down. You know, we'd been on this farm since the 1930s, and it's that feeling of you failed.
This is Messages of Hope, and I'm Richard Fox. In times of drought, where can you look for hope? Many farmers around Australia are experiencing a tough time because of drought. Even with all the best risk management and forward planning, nature is still something we don't have control over, and the price can be high, financially, emotionally, and relationally. You may not be a farmer, but we all have things we can't control. Losing a job, poor health, a death in the family. Where do you find hope to keep going despite your circumstances? Today we're talking to Tim, a farmer from the Mallee of South Australia. Tim, how did you end up being a farmer?
I think I've always been a farmer. Never pushed into it. Dad always said, choose something else than farming. And I guess it's when it comes down to it, it's what I love to do, I suppose.
So what do you love about it?
The variety of the spice of life. And so I guess there's always something different to do. There's always another season. There's always something to look forward to. So whether it's fixing fences or feeding sheep or moving sheep or selling sheep or putting a crop in, there's always something different. As a dad, you know, there's nothing better for the kids to be able to just go and ride their bikes outside and play with the dogs and jump on the trampoline and play up in the scrub. And it's allowing kids to be kids, I suppose.
You've got three young kids. So how do you juggle family life with all the work you have to do on the farm? I imagine it's a lot of hours needed to get everything done.
Yeah, through the busy times, it can be up to 18 hours a day, I suppose, 6 or 7 days a week. So we do make time for church on a Sunday morning and then family time for lunch and then generally back into it when it's really busy. So, but, you know, we know those seasons don't last forever. So
How is your season going at the moment? Are you affected by the drought?
We haven't had a proper rain event since December last year. So we had no paddock feed going into about March or April. And so we've been having to hand feed sheep pretty much while they were lambing and just trying to keep the mums and the lambs close. So,
and is that an extra cost?
Oh, an extra cost and an extra time burden, I suppose. So I guess that we did sell 400 the other day. So that was just a decision we had to make because we didn't have paddock feed. So we had such a small amount of rain early, we sowed a lot of our crop dry.
What does that mean to sow your crop dry?
Put it in without any moisture and not knowing if it's going to come up, I suppose. So there's obviously an element of risk.
How does it affect you?
I still farm with my father. There was some robust discussion based around those times.
What kind of robust?
Well, there was a fair bit of yelling, but
why is that? What?
I guess we both got different ideas of how we should progress. We put so much money into the ground and not like there was just no rain on the horizon. So everything was done without having any idea that we were going to even if it was even going to come out the ground. And so obviously based around that, there's always emotion.
So do you ever worry that you're never going to get a crop?
Yeah, well, of course we do. It's we wouldn't put stuff in that we didn't think we were going to get something back from. But that doesn't mean it's going to grow. We've had quite a lot of acres that have blown away this year. You know, we've not only the dry period, but it's actually been the wind that's associated with it. So
what helps you get through those times and those decisions? You know, even conflict with your dad.
I guess it's really interesting because obviously I'm a farmer and I really enjoy farming, but that doesn't actually mean I can't do anything else. I think it's a lot different from my dad, where the farm defines who he is. And I think it would have been probably a lot harder for my dad to go through that period than me, because obviously I'm still reasonably young, so I can go truck driving or I can go and pick oranges or... Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, even though if we would have lost the farm, we'd still have each other, I suppose. And I think that's obviously the most important part of any situation is everybody goes through traumatic times, and it doesn't matter if it's on a farm or if it's in a occupation where you've lost your job or you become made redundant or you lose a close family member. But the reality is there's still always a tomorrow. And I guess it is to ride the wave and to be able to see the dawn. That's obviously easier said than done. But if you don't believe there's hope for tomorrow, I guess today's pretty dark, isn't it? But there is hope for tomorrow.
You're listening to Messages of Hope. Feel free to like us on our Facebook page, Messages of Hope, where you'll find encouraging posts each day. That's Facebook, Messages of Hope. We've been talking with Tim about being a farmer and the struggle of not being in control of things, like the weather. We all have things we can't control, and coming up we'll find out where Tim finds hope to keep going when things are tough. Where do you find hope when circumstances are out of your control? That's what we're talking about today with Tim, a farmer from the Mallee of South Australia. So Tim, where do you look for hope when things are tough?
I guess it's what every struggle you have, how do you see that as a positive? And I think that's a real interesting question to ask is, you know, those times that you struggle the hardest are actually the times you grow the most, so... If there's anything I do, it's to find God moments in the day, and whether that's a sunrise or, you know, the other day I was listening to a rain bird twortling away, and you know, they're those I guess I call them God moments, and even to see my kids laughing on the trampoline or whatever, it's those kind of moments that make the day special.
So, how important is your faith in God?
I have a mother-in-law that. That says, have you prayed about it? Oh, I guess she challenges me in that a little bit. But then I say to her, on the other hand, well, it's not going to get done if I spend all my time praying about it. And I suppose that it's a challenge. The problem is with God, you can pray all you like that it's going to rain, but it doesn't mean it's going to rain. I think it's really important what you pray for. And that might be guidance or something like that instead of things. I guess it's really looking for the doors that are open for you because, you know, if one door shuts, and you know, God will open maybe three more doors for you, and you just got to be open to those opportunities and, yeah, be ready for them when they do arise.
So what are you praying for at the moment?
Rain. I guess I'm praying for my health and my family's health and the... chance to be here tomorrow, I suppose, because there's nothing sure. We don't know when our time is up. I guess I pray for every moment, really, that I can experience it.
So in the moments when farming is really hard, why is it still worth it?
I wouldn't be farming if it wasn't worth it, I suppose. The fact that we supply the nation with food and I think gives us a real reason to do what we do. When you take all the stresses and all the unknowns out of farming, it really is a wonderful place to live and to bring up a family. So, and I think as a farmer, we see the fruits of what God can really provide on a daily level.
You've been listening to Messages of Hope. For more about finding hope in the darkest times, go to messagesofhope.org.au, where you can also order the free booklet, Comebacks. God is with you through the difficult times, and He can help you through. For your free copy of Comebacks, go to messagesofhope.org.au or call us on 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. I'm Richard Fox. I hope you can join us again next week for another message of hope. Real hope to cope with life's challenges.